Today is the second and the last message from the title, A Season for Everything. 今天是第二次，而且最后的讲到凡事都有定期。It seems so true, especially because of what has happened in our church recently, that there are so many seasons in life.
真的，神给我们看见他的话是这么实际的，是这么对的。他说有很多的不同样的季节，每一个人过的时候都是不一样的。
So because we go through different seasons, we have different feelings. 因为我们有不同样的季节，我们有不同样的感受。Sometimes because of that, we also have conflict.
有时候因为我们在不同样的季节过日子的时候跟别人不同样就有一些冲突因为不明白没有体贴
So we don't understand or we don't care enough that everyone has a different situation. Vanity appears 37 times in Ecclesiastes.
这个空虚这个字在英文是 vanity 在传道书里面用过37次
To express the many things that cannot be understood.
他用这个字虚空的来表达很多事情我们不能够明白。
If we don't understand something, then we don't see the meaning.
如果我们不明白那个事情的过程那个事情是什么一回事就好像没有什么意义因为你不明白。
In different verses, the word is translated meaningless, futile, or emptiness.
在英文里面有三个不同样的是没有意义或者 futile 我不知道怎么样说还有虚空 emptiness 在中文是用虚空
So in Chinese it uses emptiness but it has many other shades of meaning In the book of Ecclesiastes under the sun is repeated 27 times
在传道书里面也是有说太阳底下有用了27次
That really expresses our earthly perspective.
那个是表达什么呢？我们从地上看的跟神从天上看的又不一样。
So every season of life has a different perspective.
所以每一个生命的季节都有不同样的观点，我们看的不一样。
But the inescapable realization is that life under the sun is empty.
但是一个我们很难能够逃避的因为有快乐跟伤心在一起呢我们就了解呢没有人能够说永远都是丰盛的
No one can really say that we always have abundant life But this is not to say that God is saying that our life is there is no point
但是神不是这样的意思所罗门是这样看法
Because what God has Solomon tell us in the end that you just read is, we must fear God.
因为终点呢，所罗门讲过很多次在里面，虽然很多是空虚的呢，我们要敬畏神，不是惧怕。
Fear is a deep respect.
那个 fear 那个字呢，是特别的尊重，因为他是主宰。
Therefore, only life over the sun, from God's perspective, can we find some meaning and peace.
所以只是从神的角度来看太阳上面看下来才有意义要不然一下子快乐一下子伤心真的好像非常的虚空
Otherwise it really seems that one day we're very happy and the next day we're very sad One friend is celebrating another friend is in sorrow
所以我们这样看呢就会得到帮助因为要不然就是好像还没有什么意思
These days, I keep worrying that I will lose my mother.
这个时期，我常常会担心我会失去我的母亲
because I just lost my father half year ago.
因为我的爸爸半年前离开
I could not suffer another big loss so soon.
我就不能接受如果再失去
But at the same time, I know it can happen anytime.
但是同样的时间，我知道随时可以发生。
My mom just fell down and none of the aides would admit that they missed her falling down.
我妈妈跌倒但是没有那些工人24小时七天跟她一起没有人承认他们忽略了没有看顾她好。一个老人家走得这么慢你随时都应该可以抓到她。
An old person walking so slowly, you should be able to catch her. But we can't blame them, can we?
但是我们不能怪他们他们也是人。所以以弗所书这样说
So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God.
这里的重点就让我们知道，都是从神来的。因为圣经里面有这句话说，我们可以接受好的，但是不好的就不要吗？
The Bible tells us, do we only want to receive good, but to reject when something is not good in our mind comes to life?
In these words, Solomon tells us that the only way to find meaning is to know that life is from the hand of God.
唯一的一个办法来知道人生其实是有意义的，不是虚空的呢，就是了解是神许可的，是神的手给的。
Again, Solomon wrote in chapter 5, we read just now.
在第五章同样的意思，
It is a good thing to receive wealth from God.
你看见很多时候 Solomon 是 from God 这里有一个特别的意义，就是一切都是从神来的，我们都应该接受，因为他才知道，因为他不是在太阳底下，他是在太阳以上面的。
And it says it is indeed a gift from God. I want to explain that even if you work hard and you don't enjoy your work, it's misery.
如果我们很努力地去赚钱，但是一点都没有能够享受我们手所做的、成就的呢，那个就特别虚空。
This is indeed a gift from God.
这个真正是神给我们的礼物，就是我们所做的，我们能够接收，也能够享受。
For example, if he gives you a lot of money and a lot of good food, but you have no appetite, you cannot enjoy.
那如果神给我们有很多的财物，很多的好的吃的东西，但是你没有胃口，有什么用？
So it is a gift from God when we can enjoy the things He gives us. Many people have everything, but they are not happy because they cannot enjoy.
很多人有许多的东西，但是他们不能够享受，因为神没有赐这个福给他们，他们没有承认是从神来的，所以他们有的都不能够享受，还是苦口苦脸的。
So it's very clear in our chapter today, Solomon wrote, people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God.
那个 enjoyment, 那个能够享受的是神给的，所以神的确没有说你们做基督徒不能享受，一天到晚都要哭，他没有这样说。
He never says that because we're believers we cannot be happy. He does say we can enjoy, but there's a limit to our enjoyment.
但是我们所享受的有限的，我们要明白这一点。
It is God's gift that we are able to find satisfaction.
这个能力来得到满足呢，是神给我们的恩典。
Then see what God expects from us.
那我们就要知道他给我们能够享受他期望的是什么呢，就是下一节十四节说的，
神的 purpose is that people should fear him.
这个是真的。 Solomon 讲到很多地方他一直讲虚空，
Solomon keeps talking about how it's empty, how it's vanity, but he says the main purpose is that if we know GodThen we have meaning and we fear him.
所以他提醒不是说完全是虚空没有救，有救。当虚空的时候呢，还是承认呢，神有一个目的给我们存在，这是要敬畏他，要敬拜他。
So that is the purpose of life. It seems so simple but so hard to do.
非常简单的一句话，但是其实人生的目的就是我说过要学习主耶稣基督。
I said before, the main purpose in life is to be like Jesus and to worship God, because Jesus worshiped God when he was on earth.
因为主耶稣在地上就是完全敬畏他的天父，甚至到他求三次，上帝没有回答他，他还是上十字架。
To the point that even though he prayed the same prayer 3 times, and he still obeyed God.
你们有没有看过主耶稣在圣经有什么时候是同样的祷告三次吗？我就没有看过。
We never see Jesus praying the same prayer 3 times in a row, because he knows that God will answer.
因为他知道神会听他的祷告。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, he repeated this prayer 3 times because God did not answer. 他为什么祷告三次？因为神没有回答他，他最后心里面知道神要他做的，这个就叫做 fear God， 这个就是他要敬畏神。 This is what it means that Jesus taught us to fear God and to follow and obey him。Seasons of life are out of our control， 真的是不是我们可以控制的、哦、上个礼拜讲过这五点，重复来看一看。第二， Seasons of life are often confusing， 因为我们不能控制，很多时候我们不知道为什么这些事情要现在发生。第三， God has a purpose for every season， 在每一个季节都有神的美意在里面，虽然我们看不见。第四，Seasons of life include both good and bad times。 当然我们知道这个了，现在很清楚，你开眼睛看就知道，有好有不好的同时发生。第五， What we do in one season will affect another season， 这个很重要，今天所做的总是有一些后果的、哦、So life under the sun means we look from a human point of viewLife over the sun means God's perspective。 所以传道书虽然没有用这个字，在太阳底下一直说，但是我们要从太阳以上，从上帝的观点来看才能够明白。所以上个礼拜我结束之前有给你们四个问题，因为前面这五个难题，最后的四个问题帮助我们接受。So even though I gave you these five difficult points from Ecclesiastes last week, the four questions we can ask that will help us to understand are these four questions. What can I learn in this season? 在今天能够学到的是什么？ What can I enjoy in this season? 我们能够享受什么？神的确说我们可以享受的，要不然就很受罪了，只是活得痛痛苦苦的。Otherwise, it's terrible to be alive. God didn't say you must suffer your whole life. You will struggle to survive, but you can still enjoy. Third question, what is most important? Some people miss this. 有些人会错过这个不明白。今天有今天的重要，但是很多人活在以前的或者未来的，从来没有活在今天。Many people live in the past, or they live only for the future, so they cannot enjoy today.Fourth question, what can I do to help others? 第四，最后的，我们能够做什么好事？ Because we all know when you do something good, who feels good? You feel good. Isn't that true? When you do something bad, who feels bad? You feel bad. 这个很有意思，我们做对的事情呢，是不是心里面非常有喜乐跟快乐？是不是？你做的不好的时候，谁受折磨？是你自己。你仇恨，你不赦免，是谁受苦？是你自己。 When you hate someone, you can't forgive someone who is suffering. Usually the person you hate don't even know, but you are suffering. 这个我们都知道，但是很难做得到。 We know this, but it's so hard to do. Now, according to Eric Erickson, there are 8 stages of development in a person's social and psychological life. 有一个很有名的心理学家叫做 Eric Erickson， 他给我们八个季节 ，8 stages。我短短的给你们看 ，just briefly. This is not a lecture. 这个不是一个讲章，是一个道理，让我们明白为什么在这个季节所做的会影响到下个季节。 The only reason I want to show you what I learned about these 8 stages is to let you know that what we do today affects tomorrow, and what we do not do right today will make tomorrow harder for us. 孩子在出生到一岁的时候要学习什么呢？能够信靠或者不会信靠任何的人，怎么样产生的呢？他头一年的时候，如果他学习怎么样信靠呢？因为他得到一个 consistent， 常常得到一个温暖在家里面，他以后就知道怎么样信靠人。要不然他长大不会信靠，很多人不信靠别人的。第二， autonomy versus shame and doubt。 一岁到两岁的小孩子呢，如果他能够发挥自己来独立，如果他不能够呢，他就会有shame， 怎么讲，就是羞愧是吗？会羞愧，会有怀疑心，自己没有自信。你也遇过这样的人， 也许是头一个没有经过的好好的学习，就来到这边就问题出来了。第三，三到五岁 ，three to five years old preschool 还没有去学校的 ，they learn to initiate their own activity， 现在有主动了，自己要做事了，他们可以觉得好好受骄傲，如果他能够达到他的目的，但是如果没有人帮助他，他不能够达到目的，他就有 guilty 罪恶感。很多人无缘无故就有这个罪恶感，是不是现在看起来就很清楚了？神说的话，在这个季节没有学到的功课，没有成就感呢，以后都问题出来。你周围看看我们的弟兄姐妹们或者朋友，有时候你不明白为什么这个人这样。Sometimes we don't understand why is someone behaving that way. They have baggage. 他们有抱负，因为他们没有学到神要我们学的，在每一个季节。所以刚才那个很重要。我们要问，现在这个季节我们要学什么 ？We need to learn. We need to ask God. God, what are you teaching me in this time of difficulty, loss, suffering, pain, persecution? 这些我们都要知道。被逼迫被受伤为什么呢？我自己怎么样反应呢？ Competence and inferiority， 你自己觉得自己有自信，因为从这里你没有 guilt， 没有罪恶感，你就能够往前走，你就知道你是谁。 Identity 就是你知道你是谁，你是神的儿女。但是很多人为什么一天是同性恋，一直是双恋，什么什么一大堆的不同样的？ Why do we have people who think that they are homosexual or bisexual or transgender? Because they have no identity，他们不清楚他们自己是谁，因为也许他们的家是破碎，他们没有靠神突破，所以他们都遇到这些。还有三个、哦、蛮好的 intimacy， 哦，对不起 ，spell 错了 ，intimacy 是 M A， 亲密感或者有 isolation。很多人我以前也是这样，不能够跟别人亲密，常常 isolate 自己叫什么？就是很孤僻的是吧？OK， 很固执，要自己 在自己 的关键里面，因为不能够信靠别人。这个是关前面有关的嘛，所以有些人呢，你怎么样要爱他，怎么样亲近他，他不能。在心理学也是有一个 theory 叫做 attachment theory， 中文不知道怎么样讲，就是如果小的时候没有跟父母能够很亲近的话呢，以后跟别人亲近也是变成一个困难。这个细节神要我们学的是什么？从属灵里面来说，不是从这些心理学，每一个人经过的时间都有功课的。所以传道师说不要抱怨，要相信神，因为都是空虚的，其实就是空虚的，虚空的，对不起，不是空虚，虚空的。 Because really what he says is it's empty, it's meaningless unless we find meaning from Jesus Christ, unless we know we are children of God, a living and a true and the only God，一个活的，一个真的唯一的神，这样才是有希望。要不然呢，你就不会有 generativity， 就是 generator 这样、哦、一个发动的机器。如果你没有这些成就感呢，你最后到40、60岁呢，你就会觉得很失望、哦、家庭也不好，婚姻也不好，工作也不好，服事也不好，什么都不好，因为我们就已经停留在一个地方，没有过去。上个礼拜我说过了，在人生不是像考试哦，考试你考到 C 你还可以毕业哦，但是神要我们完全能够突破才能够去另外一个部分。 God school is different from school here on earth, because in school you can pass with a C, but in God's eyes if you go by with a C you will have many other problems, you will not be able to reach the potential that God has for you and for me. 最后一个人60到100、200、300呀、哦、，Integrity or despair？Integrity 是什么呢？我是有一个完全的看见自己的，外面跟里面是一样。The word integrity means the same outside and inside. This pulpit has integrity if it is solid wood. 这个讲台只有 integrity 如果是真的木头。If it's only a veneer outside, it has no integrity. It will break easily.如果里面是那个碎的木头就没有 integrity， 只是一个表面的，一打就碎。但是真的木头就有强的，外面里面一样。 Integrity means what you have done in your life, during which the reflection of life will give you a sense of satisfaction or despair. 有一些老人就觉得，哎呀，我一生没有好好的使用我的时间，现在老的时候很后悔，那个叫做 despair。despair 不只是有一点的伤心了，是非常悲伤的，就是觉得我过了这个日子好像没有做到什么事。回头想就要知道神要我们在人生做什么了。 Really, when we look back when we're old, we will think, what did God give me this life for? I will tell you something about my father that it is not something to be ashamed of. 我要跟你说一些我爸爸对我的关系，不是因为我们要不好意思的讲。Because when my father was younger, he never told me that I should be a pastor. He didn't want to put that burden on me. 我年轻的时候，父亲从来没有说，哎，你学我嘛，你以后去牧会嘛，牧会是挺好的。He never told me that. But when he was older, he said it more and more. 他老的时候，他越多越讲说，服侍神是最好的。Because he knows he has to go home and face God. 他知道要回去见神了。神会问说，你怎么样教你的孩子？ God will ask him, how did you teach your son? Did you not believe that serving me is the best thing you can do? 他会，我爸爸会说，说不定神会问他，你没有教导你的孩子来跟随我。我不是说不牧会的人不对。My meaning is not to say that if you're not a preacher, you're not doing the right thing. 我不是这样讲，我的意思说，我的爸爸的看法有改变。I'm only saying that the way my father looked at life changed when he got older. He knows what is important then. 一个人到年纪大的时候才知道什么是最重要，一切都过了别的。So everything is behind. Now we come down to the essence of what is important in life. We all serve God, whether you are a preacher or not. 我们大家都能够侍奉神，不是只是传道人。这个不是我的意思， that's not my meaning. But to know that in each season, we learn what to do so that we can do right the next season. 在每一个细节，一个季节，我们学到的呢，我们在下一个季节就有力量来活。So, 头一个很重要要记得哦，你今天不管你几岁，你要问这个题目。So it's important to know, no matter what age you are,Ask God, what do you want me to learn in this season as a mother, as a son, whatever. 不管你是在什么地位。What is God teaching me in this season? 神要教导我什么？因为好像这八个心理学的阶段呢，我们都要知道这个细节跟下个有连贯的。We have to know that this season is connected to the next, and there will be an impact.一定有不同样的结果的。There are many people who are always getting ready. 很多人的生命是我要准备，我要准备。We only get ready, we never get there. 我们准备，但是从来没有到。什么意思呢？ Why do I say that? I will serve God when my business is better. 我会服侍神，当我的生意做得更好。I will serve God when my business is not so busy. 我会跟随神，我会服侍神，当我的生意做得好，我没有这么忙。这些事情可能永远不发生的。But these things may never happen. You may never be unbusy. Your business is never going to be good enough if you want more. 你的生意从来不够好，因为你还要更多。So, 有些人就说 ,When I finish my project, 我做完这个哈。在我们的华州有微软哈，很多人这样讲的，常常我来帮助你，但我的 project 做完。They always say at Microsoft in Washington, when my project is finished, when I deliver the product, I will help in church more. But after one project is finished, a new one begins. 一个 project 做完，另外的又来，从来都有这个很好的理由，对不对？我们能不能放下，好像唱那些诗歌。Can we put ourselves down and follow what the song, the hymns tell us? The gate is open, are we going to walk in? 那个门打开了，愿意不愿意被神牵着我们的手，带我们进入天国来服侍。所以，传道书讲了 ,every day of life, 就是刚才讲那个八个细节哦， those eight stages in life, every day of life,Know that there will be other dark days, but we still follow. 虽然前面一定会有一些难处，但是我们还是同样的跟随神。When you go traveling with children, what do they always say in the car? 你跟孩子出门的时候，去长途，他们常常问的一句话是什么？ 到了没有 ？Are we there yet? Are we there yet? 这个是大人也是有这同样的问题。Adults have the same issue. What am I saying? I'm saying enjoy the journey. 终点就是不是等到我们到了没有，在原路上能不能享受？在人生不是等到退休，或者等到毕业，或者等到赚到钱。In life, it's not until we make our money, until we get our degree, until we have our grandchildren, then we relax. We enjoy life on the way. 我们能够享受，因为他说 every day， 这个是真正所罗门所发现的，天天都要能够接受到神的恩典。What can I enjoy in this life？ 不要只是看未来的。他说天天都要能够享受。我的 favorite 总统最喜爱的亚伯拉罕林肯，他说什么 ？It is said an Eastern monarch once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence to be ever in view, in which should be true and appropriate in all times and situations. 有一天，他讲这个故事，他说有一个东方的王问他的那些 wise men， 你给我一个。句子一个 sentence 能够随时的正确随时的恰当的 They presented him with the words And this too shall pass away 他们就给他这一行字这个都会过去 How much it expresses 亚伯拉罕林肯说多形容的多美 How chastening in the hour of pride 在我们骄傲的时候多需要知道这句话你多成功都会过去的And how consoling in the depths of affliction. 在我们最伤痛的时候得到多大的安慰因为一切都会过去 Because it will pass. Someone said a joke that I always remember. 有个人讲过一句笑话我很喜欢 When you are at work and you're on the way up, be nice to people. Because on the way down, you will see them again.有人讲过这句话很有意思的哦。你在做工的时候呢，一肩往上走呢，你要小心哦。你经过那些人，你爬头的，你要对他们客气一点呢。有一天你下来的时候还要见到他们的，他们就会折磨你啊。So this is the meaning of enjoy today, but be careful. 要小心。Rejoice every day. 林肯讲的这句话是对一些农夫。为什么我选择这个？因为所罗门常常用农夫的比喻来说 ，because Solomon always uses agricultural imagery. Why? 为什么？因为农夫有一个特点的地方 ，because for farmers there's something special. Farmers can work day and night very, very hard, but in the end, it is up to God and the weather. 农夫最清楚给我们看见呢。他可以24小时做工，7天在挂那个泥土，在种，在撒种，但是等候的时候是关于谁？是关于上帝。This is the whole meaning of what the Bible always talks about farming and agriculture. 这个就是为什么常常在圣经他们用农夫的这个比喻，因为农夫是完全靠神的，不只是靠自己的力量的。A farmer depends not only on hard work, but on the grace of God, and we must also. 我们同样的，你可以很努力，但是没有得到神的祝福，你不能享受。You cannot enjoy. 神给你很多，但是因为你不相信他，他不给你这个安乐的心。He doesn't give you a peaceful heart. Even if he gives you everything in the world, you are still not happy. 你还不能够快乐，如果你不相信神。所以要问。要记得这个经文11章第8节非常重要要知道我们怎么样可以享受今天不要活在过去的不要活在未来的 Don't live in the past Don't live in the future God does not ask us to give thanks for all things 神从来没有吩咐我们要为每一件事情都感恩但是在每一个事情当中都能够有感恩 Not to give thanks for all things But to give thanks in all things 当中在里面还是感恩为什么 Corrie ten Boom 大家都听过这个人的名字 We all know who Corrie ten Boom is She was caught by the Germans And put in a prison camp with her sister 他跟他的 sister 都在监狱里面，他们整个身上因为很脏的地方都有 lice， 那个广东话是蚀拿OK， 我不知道国语怎么讲哦。他们整身都有，他的妹妹或者姐姐是 Elizabeth， 就是说 Give thanks to God， 他对 Corey 这样说，你还是要感谢神。他说周身都有这些东西，你要我感谢神？之后他出来就知道为什么他们从来没有被那些拿罪人来强奸他们，因为他们脏，他们不敢碰他们。So Corrie ten Boom did say that many of the women in the camp were assaulted by the German soldiers, but they never came into their room because they had full of lice on their bodies. 所以他就知道他的姐姐或者妹妹说的话是真的，在环思里面都能够感谢。So give thanks in all circumstances, even though we are having hard times today. 圣经这么清楚告诉我们 ，What can I enjoy in this season?因为在刚才读到的，我们的其实是非常短暂的，好像一个 morning fog， 那个雾一太阳出来就没有了。 What is most important？ 今天的季节怎么是最重要？刚才我们读到这个以弗所书第五章十五节，不要做愚昧人。什么叫做愚昧人？不知道有个神在看顾我们。What is a fool? How is it to live like a fool? To think that we are in control. 想到我们自己可以控制我们的人生。三十年前，我不知道为什么在旧金山有一天，我就把我全部的那些名片就放在一个相框里面，好像很崇拜自己哦。I put all my business cards together and I frame it and put on the wall to show myself I'm somebody. 让我自己知道我是谁啊。我有这么多不同样的那个 title， 有 manager， 有什么什么的。但是我就想到，其实父母给我那个名字不太好，我希望他给我一个更好更大的名字，应该叫我王大古，不是什么的小。So what I was thinking is I am so full of myself， 我充满了自己的，要自己的成就感。 I have so much but I was so empty and so lonely。我在旧金山二十几岁已经买了我的 condo， 非常的骄傲，有两部车，自己一个单身的，但是我就很空虚很孤单，有这个一点都没有意义。 It didn't make me feel good but I thought I was living as a very wise man。 但是这里就告诉我们，我是这样的一个人，以为这些东西可以给我满足，以为 I really thought that those things should make me happyI didn't even know I was lonely and empty. 我连自己孤单跟虚空都不知道，这个叫做一个fool，一个愚昧的人。在英文里面 ，vanity 不只是虚空啊，也是骄傲，对不对 ？vanity 有两个意思嘛，中文是说虚空，但是英文 vanity 也是虚空，也是骄傲。骄傲的人就是虚空 虚荣 Yeah. So I thought the way we look at life is so different from the way God looks at life. 神给我们的看法跟我们自己的看法这么不一样哦。就是一个船在离开岸的时候看起来很大，去到另外那一边连看都看不见。 When the ship sets sail it looks bigThen when it reaches the other side, it looks tiny, but it is tiny to us only. 但是只是对我们来看是小，那个小是在我们里面，不是船小。Someone will say when it's going, 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 you'll say it's gone. 有人会看见去到那边，哦，走了。但是同时有人在那边，也许说来到了。But someone on the other shore will say it has arrived.So when we say something is gone or something is here, it is only a matter of perspective. 我们所说离开了或者来到了都是我们的角色，我们要怎么样看。英文有一个很特别的说法， In English it tells us something wonderful about time. Yesterday is the past, 昨天是过去的。 Tomorrow is the future, 明天是还没有来到。 Today is the present,今天是一个礼物， present 是礼物。 Present is a gift. Past, future, present.
如果我们把今天看为是神给的一个礼物，一个机会来学习，一个机会来得到那个满足世界不能给的。
To learn the gift of God is to have the peace and the abundance that the world cannot give, no matter how much money you have, how big a house you live in.
这些是神给的，那个能够享受我们有的。
所以要记得哦， past, present, future. Present 是最重要，
不是说我们不 care 以后要发生的，不是说我们忘记背后的，因为背后的要记得才能够学习。
Not that we forget the past because the past is important.If you didn't finish a lesson in the stage, you might have to go back and learn that lesson.
你没有学到那个功课，你要回去再学，才能够毕业去到下一步，对不对？不是说背后的不重要，或者未来的不重要。如果未来不重要，今天你很糟糕。
If you don't care about the future, today could be terrible. But it's talking about our value. What do we want today to ask those questions? What can I learn in this season?
今天可以学到什么？今天可以做到什么？
在8月13号2004年 Hurricane Charlie 来到 Florida. On August 13, 2004, Hurricane Charlie hit parts of Florida. During the storm, 25-year-old Danny went outside for protection under a tree.
在当时的时候，有个25岁的 Danny， 他跑去外面，在树底下站在那边。
The branches of the 55-year-old tree always represented security to Danny.
那个55岁的大树常常成为他的一个避难所，他觉得很安全在下面。
But on that day, the tree fell and killed him.
但是那一天因为龙卷风来的时候 ,hurricane, 那个树倒下来就把他压死。
In one season, security. In the next season, lesson not learned, death.
在一个季节的时候是我们的安全，没有学到功课，在另外的季节细节来避难的地方变成死亡。
This is what I mean by every day God is leading us.
这个就是我要提醒自己，要患难的时候还是来到神的面前才得到这个帮助。
什么是最重要？
今天能够学到什么？结束的时候，我就要说，刚才看见的，如果永远等候呢，我们就不会做对的事。
If we're always waiting for the right time, this is what Solomon tells us, using that agricultural imagery,
用那个中东西的这个比喻来给我们看见，你一直等候呢，你都不会撒种，你也没有的收割。
There's a story about two researchers who were hired by a big shoe company.
有一个很大的做鞋的，创造鞋子的一个公司，请了两个人出去贫穷的国家去调查。
They sent these two researchers to find out in an underdeveloped country whether they could do business there.
他们能不能在那边卖鞋子来赚钱？
First researcher called back to the home office and said, "There is no market here because nobody wears shoes."
有一个人打电话回去总部说，这里没有办法赚钱，因为没有人穿鞋子，不需要卖。
Nobody wears shoes. The other one has a different look. You can guess what he said.
另外的人有不同样的看法，他怎么说呢？
He says, there is unlimited potential here. Nobody has any shoes.
这里是很有机会赚钱，一双鞋子都没有的，全部的人都需要的。
It depends on how you look.
真正的是 under the sun or above the sun. 真正的今天的信息只是说，要用自己的方法来看，是太阳底下或者太阳上面。
所以，结束之前就要知道，刚才所罗门说的，Solomon says, the purpose of God is for us to fear God and to have faith in Him.
真的，要敬畏神，不是怕他，要尊重他，也是要有信心。
The reason I chose today's responsive hymn is to remember the faith of those who came before us.
今天我选择的回应的诗歌很重要。
我们要记得在我们前面有许多许多有信心的人，我们要跟随主耶稣，也要学习他们的榜样。 Not only do we follow Jesus Christ, we have good example, faith of our fathers. 神给我们一个新的年来到了， God gave us a new year with many blessings and many things to enjoy. 有很多恩典，很多的祝福， and including dark days also, 也是包括黑暗的日子。How are we going to face that year with Jesus Christ? 我们怎么样面对2019？有神同在。所以虽然那个报告的说我们先守圣餐，我们先唱这个回应的诗歌，我们才守圣餐，好不好？
Shall we rise? 371首先贤之信。
先贤之心，万世永存，火种不灭，刀下有神。我纵思念先贤神迹，心中已决，拥有分析。先贤之心，三界见证，我言之事，真少之心。我愿传讲先贤所行，三际列邦，吸引万民。只要因你本出于神，世人所信，只要永存。先贤之心，三界见证，我愿坚信，真守此心。我愿传扬先贤所行，与地与尘不必为宽，心怀可亲，言语万行，善用爱心，广传此心。先贤之心，只是见证，我愿只是坚守此心。
他们要做还是要在不见都告诉你。
好，那下面我们为我们今天的奉献做祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典，感谢你啊！太阳底下没有心事，你赐给我们阳光，你赐给我们雨水，你赐给我们每日的饮食，你也赐给我们耶稣基督作为我们的救主，他死在十字架上，你的恩典何其的大，我们感谢你。主，我们也真是感谢你为我们今日的饮食，也为我们教会的所需，你的恩典常与我们同在。主，我们也在这个特别的时刻，也将我们弟兄姐妹们交在你的台前，把每个人无论是时间是金钱全然地摆在你的面前，不多不少，不大不小，放在你的祭坛上，并且是活的。我们感谢你， 我们这样祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
请坐。今天的信息我们讲到不同样的细节，不同样的阶段，一个人生也是告诉我们的人生有很多不同样的时间的改变。但是今天我们来准备守圣餐，我要大家一起念这些经文，来看见我们的神的时间是完美的。 I want to share with you before we take communion today one thought, and that is the time of God is perfect, our time is imperfect. 我们自己的时间常常会走错，会想错，会算错，但是神的时间是完美。这些经文很特别，我昨晚才放上去，所以花了一点时间放中英文，我们一起来读了之后，我们就来纪念神。因为神的救恩是不是随便他随时要来，他固定了时间，他救我们也是固定的时间。 Because God's timing is so wonderful, we want to remind ourselves before we remember what Jesus did, that everything happened according to God's perfect timing.So let us read these verses together in order that those behind can see. We will not stand up, even though I prefer that we stand up when we read. 我们现在不站起来，让后面的人也能够看见。但是我们用心里面恭敬的来读这些经文，我们就来守圣餐。第一个，我们先用英文，就用中文。你看那些红的字哦，中文我不知道在哪里应该放红的，但是英文有。For everything, there is a season.A time for every activity under heaven. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. And this is the plan. At the right time,He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law.When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. This is what the Lord says, At just the right time, I will respond to you.He gave His life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message of God gave to the world at just the right time. This is the last one. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. 大家有没有看见还有很多的经文同样的说法，同样的教导。 There are many many more verses all talking about God's timing. I hope this is a comfort to us today, to me and to you. 我希望这个是给我们很大的恩典跟我们的祝福，因为我们所看见神说的话一点都不落空的，他的时间是完美的。你看英文很清楚，我不懂的中文有没有这么清楚，但是我们选择这几个经文 at just the right time, not only at the right time, at just the right time, 完全是对的。所以罪就是 miss the target, 罪是叫什么？我们没有达到那个目的，就叫做罪。You miss the target,
God does not miss the target. 我们的神不会 miss 掉那个重点，他是完全对的。求神安慰我们，在任何的季节里面，我们都得到这个力量。May God bless us. So in whatever season, things are falling apart around us, our bodies are falling apart, but we can be strong inside. Even 我们的身体破碎、软弱、生病，我们都能够强壮起来。